on SAFM. We stay with all things President Cyril Ramaphosa and what he had to say. And we're joined now on the line by analyst Soli Moeng. Hey, Bra Soli, how are you? Good evening.
I'm very good. How are you doing, my brother?
You're sounding very muffled. You are overseas. Where are you? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Switzerland.
You're in Switzerland. How did you manage to get out of the country? Are we not placed on a red list?
You see, I listen to the president. I'm vaccinated twice.
Ah, no, respect. Soli, we've been, of course, listening.
Can I try without this? Yes,
All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Your take, you've been following what the president has announced today, and of course, some of us were expecting that we would move to level one restrictions. And your take on where we are as a country right now and what the president had to say, the message that he's sending to the rest of us?
Well, it was quite interesting that the message was almost entirely focused on movements regarding restrictions, vaccination, the importance of everybody getting vaccinated, because the things one cannot argue against it. I mean, those are things that have to happen, especially in regard to those who want to travel, who want to stand a chance of being accepted in foreign lands. If you're not double vaccinated, in some countries, will not accept you. It's a simple thing. Or you will be required to be quarantined for up to 14 days. At your own expense. So I think the president, but it's a very interesting message as well, given that we're heading towards elections. It's very hard to say, okay, what is the catch in this message?
Right, most definitely. And you know, in shifting our way slightly, because I want to have more of a discussion around communication with you and strategy, right? The restrictions, we knew it was going to happen, and I've recapped what they are. But in talking about vaccination, the president speaking of hopefully vaccinating 70% of adults by the end of the year. And I want to tie this discussion, Brasoli, with the issues around digital vibes and the what one cannot deny as a bungling of COVID-19 comms messaging from the Department of Health. We've got these targets that the government has set, but at the same time, we have issues around communication. The Vuma vaccination weekend campaign that he announced today, I was surprised when I heard about it during the course of the day, thinking, wait, it starts this weekend and we haven't seen anything? Where is the communication?
Yeah, look, there are still a lot of things I think the president would rather not talk about. The SIU report on what's happening with digital vibes, why he said on it for as long as he did. Okay, can you hear me this way?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, so the president knows that South Africans are asking a lot of other questions outside of what he prefers to tell them. Communication has not been good. A lot of money, and we were told just a few weeks ago that the Department of Health was not able to fund all the communication campaigns that it needed to fund because the money had, well, they didn't directly say the money had gone to digital vibes, but everybody knew that the money had gone to digital vibes. I mean, when 180 million rand disappears and suddenly there's no money to fund campaigns that are necessary to communicate, you know, in the furthest villages in South Africa, there's a problem. So the president knows that a lot of us are not going to forget it. No matter what he prepares for us to hear from him, there are still many questions that he has to answer in regard to the management of resources and whether or not there are consequences for people who do the things that we know have happened.
We're in conversation with analyst Soli Moeng there on the back of that announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa of the country moving to level one lockdown restrictions from midnight tonight. And as I mentioned, I want to focus on the strategy by government, especially when it comes to communicating around COVID-19. Bra Soli, again, in staying with this issue of communication, is there a way in which things can change whereby there will be a benefit or a real noticeable ramping up of vaccinations throughout the country, rural areas included?
Well, I mean, these campaigns have to be funded. I mean, if they're going to fund, to vaccinate people either. Now we don't have the money to buy vaccines anyway. We're busy going around making the world feel guilty, especially the West, to feel guilty that they're harboring vaccines. It may or may not be true. We're waiting for Biden and others to give us more vaccines. We're waiting for donations from the West. These things we could have bought ourselves. So I don't know. Everything doesn't depend on what government can afford to do right now. It depends on what the West and others, or maybe China, I don't know if China or Russia, can give to us so that we can vaccine. I don't know how quickly we can do it, even if they submitted, they gave us all the vaccines we needed before the elections. I mean, everything is about very looking good for ahead of the elections at some level.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next point, because there is science, of course, the president stressing the fact that the decisions that are taken by the council looking at COVID-19 and in turn the cabinet, it's all science. But we do have a number of South Africans who remain skeptical, saying it is not a coincidence that this announcement is being made now ahead of the local government elections. I mean, is there any merit to that, or are we just too skeptical as a people?
Well, look, this government has given South Africans a whole basket or buckets filled with reasons not to trust it. You know, it's a very, very difficult thing when you have to deal with the government. And the thing is, I don't think the government is always lying. I mean, I believe that it's important to vaccinate. I believe that when you vaccinate, you protect yourself, but you also protect the people around you. But the thing is, even when the right messages come from the government, there is so much that is dragging it in terms of reputation, reputationally speaking. It has become not credible over time. So I don't blame people who stop to say, wait a minute, are they trying to get something else from us? But the truth is, vaccine skeptics are all over the world. They're not uniquely in South Africa. Even where I am right now in Switzerland, there are people who are still wondering why they should. So, you know, but the thing is, it's easier when it comes from a government that is trusted, that does everything pretty much well, than a government that we know will always do things, backhandedly. But also a government that's heading towards elections that we know is desperate for as much trust as it can, even in this late stage. We shouldn't blame those people who are saying, wait a minute, is there something hidden in this message?
I want to take advantage of having you on the line still, Brasoli, in just going back to what happened during the course of the day. And there's two clips that I want to play, and then I want to engage you on this. Health Minister Joe Phaahla earlier on today saying that his department is anxious to conclude disciplinary processes around the digital vibes matter. The minister is speaking of the suspension of 7 more officials who were implicated. And he said that he raised concerns, saying that this would result in lost capacity affecting service delivery. So, first of all, in staying with that briefing, Director General Dr. Nicholas Crisp saying that it is not the health department's mandate to recover the funds that were wasted. He did, however, say that the department's interested in getting that money back, and they will collaborate with various law enforcement agencies to recover those funds.
I think we must be very clear that that's not the responsibility of the department to actually recover the funds, but it is something that we are obviously interested in, so we will cooperate to identify the funds, and obviously we'd quite like to see them reallocated to the department for use in the department. But there's a different process that's followed by that in government.
That is Acting Director General there in the Department of Health, Dr. Nicholas Crisp. And before we get to you, Soli, there's also what the minister has said, Minister Joe Phaahla, saying the SIU investigation wouldn't have happened had it not been for whistleblowers. He also highlighted that government is working on having accountability and ethical leadership in all spheres.
Plays a role in encouraging accountability, transparency, and high standards of ethical behavior and governance, both in our public institutions, but also, we hope so, also in the private institutions. So the blowing of whistle was taken seriously within our department and also institutions such as the SIU, and this stand taken by an individual and individuals and by subsequent witnesses has brought us to where we are on this matter.
Health Minister Joe Phaahla there. And Soli, in conclusion, I want to touch on that, because there is, we've already spoken of the apparent trust deficit between ourselves as citizens and government because of all the things that have happened. But at the same time, one cannot ignore that while it is on the back of something scandalous, we are seeing action being taken, which is something that you could argue we don't see as often as we should.
Well, I mean, action usually, usually the people who pay are the people low, way below, not the people at the top. I mean, Minister Zweling Mkhize was seriously implicated in wrongdoing on this. I don't know what's happened to him. So they always find scapegoats, you know, below the ranks. Had I been President Ramaphosa, when stuff came out about Zweling Mkhize, I wouldn't have waited for him to say, okay, you know what, Mr. President, or my friend, I will step aside a little bit. Even it took time even for him to get there. The president should have said, this is not acceptable. Okay, I came here on a clean ticket. I cannot have a minister being implicated in this whole thing out. Because there are no labor law requirements before that. The minister served at the pleasure of the president. This president has not been clear in unambiguously condemning wrong, especially by people in his office. And that's a problem. So when they come just before the election, say, oh, yeah, now we're doing everything we can. It's not our role to do this and that. But things, they should have suspended these people long ago, not now. I mean, how many weeks has it been? How many times has this story of the digital riot been serialized in weekly newspapers, in weekly media, like, you know, Daily Maverick and other publications over time? Why is it only now that they're taking action? No, they should have taken action. So they are not credible. These people will continue to protect their own. They are worried now. We have elections coming up. I don't trust them.
All right, let's leave it at that. Solimueng, get home safely. Much appreciated. That is analyst Solimueng in giving us his take on the president's